Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose
reed. So I can just pass those, that information on to you. Hi, Karen's here with Loose Reed. Good morning.
Good morning.
And for the final time, we will see you this
last year. Yeah, last time for the year.
Firstly, let me wish you compliments of the season. Have you decked your halls?
Some of them are decked, yep.
Have you banged your drum for anybody?
I'm always banging my drum.
Pa-rubba-pum-pum. great time to buy a book.
Yeah.
There's never been more books on the shelf. There's never been more exciting books to read.
We are in the thick of it. It's a miracle that I'm actually able to be here now because we're so busy at the shop.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Christmas miracle. But it's been such a great year of loose reads. It's been really cool. So
It's been non-stop crackers, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great.
What have you got this week?
So this week I thought I would talk about my number one favourite novel of the year. Like, this is the book, and people who know me know that since I read it, I haven't stopped talking about it all year, and almost to the point where I actually heard Kim Hill talking about it on her show, and she said, "What more is there?"
Content stealer.
Yeah, I'll say. What can you say about this book, really? But it is so good. It's called Normal People by Sally Rooney.
No, the cover just says normal. That's a simple cover, isn't it?
With this
simple
is a font. Reading copy cover. Oh, is it? Okay, it's not the finished. But you
I
can
quite
see,
like that as a cover, though.
It's quite cool. Yeah, it's quite minimal. But it was long listed for the Man Booker Prize this year, and it didn't make the shortlist. But, you know, you can never pick what's going to make it. But she is just such a startlingly eloquent voice in fiction. And
Tell us about what tale does she tell?
Yeah, so, I mean, to talk about the plot, it's kind of to talk about nothing because it just sounds like a love story, boy meets girl and what have you.
Aww.
But, you know, it's just really, really remarkably written, and I just have to say that when I read this book, I read it over a weekend when I had heaps of stuff to do. I had heaps of deadlines, heaps of other reading, lots of social engagements, and I was really, really grumpy that weekend.
It's hard when you're living La Vida Loca and you get the grump on.
The grump on. But I actually couldn't understand why I was so grumpy, and then I realised it was because I was reading this book and I felt so resentful of being pulled away from it.
Oh, I know that feeling. That's a good book.
Yeah, really good book. A cracker. And
I know family Christmas. Can you just wait a second? What's everyone on such a rush?
Hold
on. I've still got three or four more chapters. Can you just wait?
Just amazing. But it's about these two people growing up in Ireland. It's kind of, they're sort of young adult really, but it charts them over a few years. And they're from completely different backgrounds. Marianne is quite posh and really smart. A bit of an outsider. People don't really like her that much. Connell's quite poor and his mother is the cleaner at Marianne's house. And that's how they know each other. And his mum's a solo mum and she really loves him. There's lots of love for him. He's really popular, well liked at school. Marianne's an outcast, so they're quite different. So really, this is a novel as much about class as it is about sex and relationships, but they have this really intense gravitational emotional and intellectual pull, and they can't keep away from each other. And this kind of elegantly glides back and forth as they kind of navigate education and holiday jobs and travel, and they see other people in really difficult social dynamics. It's just incredible. It's her second book.
It's that story's been told a zillion times.
Exactly.
But if it's that good, I mean, you kind of had me then. I was kind of captivated as you're explaining it. I was like, elegantly gliding from this.
It really does. Ooh. And there's this really itchy anxiety that runs throughout the whole book.
But doesn't that, that just reminds me of? Life.
Exactly.
that elegant gliding, but that itchy anxiety, but that in and out, someone just texted, and I read that book recently, Normal People, best book I've read in years. Incredible at writing.
Wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. It is so good. But one thing I'm really loving about this book too is on the shop floor, seeing the wide readership that this book is enjoying. One of my regular customers came in, he's in his mid to late 70s, and he said, "Oh, hey, I'm reading Normal People and I can't put it down." Young adults, middle-aged women, men, really across the gender divide. It
So that's young adults, middle-aged women, old men. It sounds amazing. Just something about it. You've sold it to me.
And I can't remember the last time a book has had such a wide pull, and I haven't heard too much negative feedback about it. People do tend to really like this one. I can't remember the last book that has done that.
Yeah,
that has had such a
It's interesting that it's a there's no portal to another world happens in there. There's no drug deal happens in there.
Really quiet.
No guns. Any guns?
No guns. It's just really straight.
Bit of swearing.
Quiet.
Swearing.
Bit of swearing.
Bit of swearing. Yeah.
But just there's this amazing kind of dynamic too between Marianne and her family, who actually don't like her very much. So it's quite dark, and she's sort of bullied by her brother. So there's all this kind of implied stuff of abuse, which is quite dark, but doesn't go too much into it.
The name of the book is Normal People.
Normal People, yep. By Sally Rooney.
It sounds like a life.
sort of honestly, like, it is one of those books that will grab you, and it just really. We haven't stopped talking about it in the shop. I feel like I talk about it every day, and people are asking me about it all the time, and heaps of people have read it. Jenna really loved this book as well.
She had another book, didn't she?
She had another book, Conversations with Friends, and I just have to tell
you. You've done that. Didn't you do that with us?
No, I haven't. I don't think. No, maybe I haven't Jenna's done that.
No,
Jenna's reading it at the moment.
Oh, okay.
But I just have to say about Conversations with Friends, I got given that when it was published, a few years ago. I got given it a couple of times from my rep, from Alan and Unwin, and I was like, Ross, why are you giving me this millennial crap? I'm not interested.
And
I'd actually kind of dismissed it by maybe like the way it looked or something, and then I interviewed my favourite author, Olivia Lang, for The Listener last year or sometime, and I said, hey, what are you reading at the moment? And she said, there's a book coming out by Sally Rooney called Normal People, and you have to read it. And I thought, okay. And
it's annoying the way that authors get all the other authors' stuff early.
And so I got an early copy as well and read it, and I loved it, and happy to be proved wrong.
So will you read Conversations?
I've read it.
Oh, you did?
And I had the same thing. I read it over 2 days, could not put it down, was kind of ignoring people that were talking to me.
Sort of like the Game of Thrones of books.
Yeah. But the opposite, Conversations with Friends is remarkable as well. I can't wait to see what she does next.
And Normal People has been sold as a TV series.
It has already been sold as a TV series. Yeah.
Now, will that work? I'm asking you. It's up to you. You're going to tell us now.
Maybe.
And if you're wrong,
maybe.
It's on you.
It might do. I don't know. Sometimes I'm not very good at translating things and capturing the nuances, and also because a lot of it's quite internal, so I wonder how they'll kind of externalise those inner worlds.
Yeah.
I think television's getting better than that. It's getting better at that.
Yeah, so it could work.
Like you said, it is also sounds like it's a story that's sort of been told before, kind of.
Yeah, but then, you know, there are only 7 plots in the world.
Yeah.
So 7 plots
true.
In the world.
It's true,
and
there is, yeah.
They've all been told, but from different angles.
Some of my favorite movies. There's a one. What's that one that? Is it a Brad Pitt one? The Brad Pitt plays a father, and it's called. I think it's just called Life. A movie.
I don't know that. Oh, was it The Tree of Life? No.
Yeah, maybe.
Terrence Malick.
Yeah.
Really quite dreamy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but just about something that happens in someone's life. Although that was quite dramatic, actually. Now I think about it.
Yeah, he's heavy. A great filmmaker.
Well, that was heavy, actually. That bit.
Yeah, but
anyway, back to books.
Normal People will get under your skin, honestly. Like, just how it's been realised.
Is there any sort of is there anyone sort of who maybe like does maybe not get it for anyone that age and younger sort of thing?
I honestly can't. I can't think of anyone.
So you imagine like for a teenager reading it, they'd be into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I reckon.
Ah,
young adult. Cool. Totally. Cool. Just I was happy to be proven wrong about what these books could be, and I'm so impressed.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
Oh, good on you, Tess! Yes! Good on you!
It's bloody true, mate.
It's true, it's true. I love books, by the way. I just want to say I love books. Thanks,
sorry,
books. I want to say thanks to books.
It seemed like the appropriate time.
Thanks, books.
Absolutely.
Hey, well, Kieran, thank you so much for coming up all the times you have come up this year, and we'll see you again next year for more bookish discussions.
Can't wait.
For
Loose
Reads.
It's
and
been great.
That book's called Normal People by
Sally Rooney.
Sally Rooney.
Come in and get it.
Go get it with all your other Christmas presents when you buy books on Christmas, because you can't go wrong that way.
That was Loose Reads. Merry Christmas.